SBS Radio. Groups of people gathered in Melbourne on Saturday, but for two very different reasons. Despite a heavy police presence, some travelled into the city to get COVID-19 vaccines.
It's them doing their job, and I guess it's us just doing our job and getting vaccinated as well. So, yeah.
I just got my first dose of vaccine, so I'm really happy. Yeah, I'm good to go now.
While in the inner suburb of Richmond, others took part in an anti-lockdown protest.
Let us free! Let us get back to work! Let us provide for our family! Let us worship! Let us love our family! Let us hug people!
Free our children!
Some 235 arrests were made, and at least 10 officers were injured after the rally turned violent. Police used capsicum spray against agitated protesters, with one Richmond resident saying it was confronting to see the clashes take place so close to homes.
It's in your own backyard and, yeah, total surprise. I mean, the street was blocked. There was hundreds of police and hundreds of unmasked protesters, but yeah, I guess people are sick of it, but there's better ways of doing things sometimes.
Hundreds of demonstrators were present, with around 2,000 officers deployed at road checkpoints and barricades and on roving patrols. Victoria Police Commander Mark Galliott condemned the breach of public health orders.
We saw angry young men that were there, just there, intent on violence against police. And what we saw, especially in some incidences, was, you know, police getting trampled, forcing the lines. Police men and women getting trampled, which they do not come to work for. They're here to help and keep the community safe. And what we don't come to work for is get trampled, assaulted, and end up going home with broken bones.
Thousands also rallied in Brisbane, while a strong police presence in Sydney stopped mass gatherings from going ahead. New South Wales Police Assistant Commissioner Peter Thurtell says officers had been monitoring social media for protest activity and were well prepared.
As a result of that operation, a very successful operation, no real protest activity occurred in metropolitan Sydney, and there was only small protests in regional New South Wales. Approximately 32 people have been arrested across the state, 20 of whom were in Sydney, and there was approximately 265 infringement notices issued all up.
It comes as Victoria reports 535 new cases of COVID-19 and one more death. Most are concentrated in Melbourne's north, with Deputy Health Department Secretary Kate Matson saying there is particular concern for the suburb of Craigieburn.
Craigieburn is one of the most serious situations in terms of case numbers. It is, yet from yesterday's numbers, more than double the next suburb, being Roxburgh Park, of 28 cases. Meadow Heights, 25 cases. We now have over 2,500 active cases in those northern suburbs.
71% of eligible Victorians have now had at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. The ACT is doing slightly better, with first dose coverage sitting at 77.4% of over 12s. In New South Wales, the first dose percentage has reached 81.2%, and over 50% of residents aged over 16 are now fully inoculated. This comes despite persistently high COVID-19 case numbers, with 1,331 new infections recorded on Saturday and another 6 deaths. New South Wales Health spokesman Dr. Jeremy McAnulty says the people who died were all from Western and Southwestern Sydney, still labelled an area of concern.
One person was in their 40s, one in their 60s, two in their 70s, and two people were in their 80s. Three of the six people who died were not vaccinated, and three had received one dose of COVID-19 vaccine. One person, a man in his 70s from Western Sydney, acquired his infection overseas.
Early on Saturday morning, Australia's first doses of the Moderna vaccine arrived in Sydney from Europe. It's one of two flights that will bring 1 million doses of the vaccine into the country this weekend. The federal government says almost 2,000 pharmacies will start distributing the vaccine next week, a much-needed boost to the vaccine rollout. Meanwhile, many Queenslanders have been turned away from mass vaccination hubs after capacity for walk-in shots was reached. Chief Health Officer Dr. Jeanette Young says the demand has been overwhelming.
Maybe not everyone will get their chance this weekend because the turnout has been unbelievable, far more than I ever hoped for. So it might mean we'll have to get some people to come next weekend. But now we've got this, we'll be having walk-ins every weekend going forward. So keep coming forward. The quicker we can get everyone vaccinated, the quicker we can beat this virus.
The state's first dose vaccination rate is lagging behind its neighbours at 40% of the eligible population. The latest predictions based on second dose pace administration show New South Wales and the ACT are expected to reach 70 and 80% double dose vaccinations by the end of October. So far, that date is looking to be at least 1 month later for Western Australia, Queensland and Victoria. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sofia Petrovic, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.